Greetings, friends. Welcome back to our program, and today we're going to continue our study about this period of time that can be called the last great day or the great white throne judgment. And we have that term, the great white throne judgment, found in Revelation chapter 20 and verse 11. So let's turn there, Revelation chapter 20 and verse 11. Again, this is after the 1,000 years, this millennial reign of Jesus the Christ. After that has been finished, then we have this period of time called the Great White Throne. So it says in verse 11 of Revelation chapter 20, "And I saw a great white throne, and Jesus Christ was sitting on it. And the whole face of the earth and heaven fled away. There was no place found for them." And then it says in verse 12 through 13, "And I saw the dead, the small and great, stand before God." Now, who are these dead? As it says in Revelation 20, verse 5, "But the rest of the dead did not live again until the 1,000 years were finished." And these rest of the dead are all of those people who were still dead at the beginning of the 1,000 years. The people who were dead at the beginning of the 1,000 years, but who were resurrected at the beginning of the 1,000 years, are all of the saints. So the people that were dead at the beginning of the 1,000 years that were not resurrected, they were not resurrected until the 1,000 years were finished. So the ones resurrected at the beginning of the 1,000 years, those are all those who died in Christ. They are resurrected to eternal life as spirit-composed beings. The other people who were dead that were not resurrected, they will not be resurrected until after the 1,000 years are finished. And when they are resurrected, they will be resurrected as physical human beings with temporary life. And why are they resurrected to physical life? It's because they did not die in Christ. In other words, they did not die believing that Jesus was the Christ, that he was the one anointed to be our Savior. So they never accepted him. Also, they didn't deny him, because that's a different story. So these people did not live again until the 1,000 years were finished. After the 1,000 years are finished, they will live again. And that's what we see in verse 12. It says, "And I saw the dead, the small and the great, stand before God." So these are kings, these are people who were beggars, and all the people in between. These are the small and the great. "And they were standing before God." Now notice this part. It says, "And books were open." Now, we don't know. The Bible doesn't tell us exactly what these books are. But it says, "Books were open, and another book," singular, "was open, which is the book of life." So this one, this other book that was open, that one we do have a very clear definition of. This book, singular, is the book of life. All right, but the other books, plural, that were open, we don't know what they are. But continue on in verse 12, it says, "And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, and they were judged according to their works." So these people are judged out of things that are written in these books, plural. These books could be the books of the Bible, because all of us are judged based on the scriptures, based on the Bible. So that could be it. Or it could be that each person has a book that's written about them, recording all of our deeds. That's a possibility. So every person is judged out of their own book, and since there will be a lot of people, that's why it could be plural, that people are written or judged based on things written in books. It could be either one. And you know that the Bible is comprised of, I think in our English, it's 66 books. So that's why I can say here that it could also be the Bible. When it says people are judged based on things written in the books, it could be the books of the Bible. So we don't know that for sure. But we do know for sure that this other book is the book of life. All right. So let's read this again. It says in verse 12, "And I saw the dead," these are the ones who are resurrected after the 1,000 years are finished, and they're resurrected to physical life, temporary existence, and they're resurrected so that they can be judged. This is during the great white throne period of time. So I saw the dead, the small and the great, standing before God, and books, either the books of the Bible or books about each person, these books were opened, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in these books, and they were judged according to their works. And then another book was opened, which is the book of life. All right. Now it says in verse 13, and the sea gave up the dead in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead in them, and each one of them was judged according to their works. What is this saying? Well, obviously, it is not saying that these people were judged already according to their works, because if they were judged already according to their works, then they would have already been judged as either faithful to Christ, and therefore they would have been in the first resurrection, or else they would have been judged as unfaithful to Christ, and therefore would be cast into the lake of fire. But here we see something very, very important, and perhaps you've missed this, and I can understand why, because traditional churches do not teach this, because they follow, frankly, false doctrines, which were primarily introduced by the Catholic Church, but also perpetuated by those that came out of the Catholic Church in protest, which are the Protestant churches, the Protestant churches, which have inherited many of the same satanic lies that the Catholic Church has been teaching. And so if you don't understand this, if you haven't picked up on this before, I wouldn't be surprised, simply because this is the traditional Christian teaching. And in fact, the truth of the matter is, this is satanic teaching, teaching that people, when they die, they either have already been judged, and therefore they're in heaven, or else they're already in hell. Both of those are lies. So this is the truth that I'm about to teach you, because this is what the scripture says. Going back to verse 12, and books were opened. That's the books that people were judged out of, right, according to their works. But it says another book was opened, which is the book of life. So what we see here very clearly is that people are being judged to determine if their names will be written in the book of life. Now, if this is true, that people are being judged at this time, after the 1,000 years, if God is looking at their works and saying, I am judging you according to your works to see if you will be written in the book of life, then it means that they have an opportunity to be written in to the book of life, which means that, again, there is not just one time of salvation, which is simply before Jesus Christ returns to this earth at his second coming, because again, that's a satanic lie that has been introduced by the Catholic Church, perpetuated by the Protestant churches, that everybody has to make a decision before Christ's second coming. If you die having not accepted Christ, then you're being thrown into the lake of fire. You'll be burned in hell forever and ever. If you die having accepted Jesus the Christ, then you'll be in heaven. This is not the only time of salvation prior to Christ's second coming. It's obvious from Revelation chapter 20 and other scriptures we've been going through that that there is another time of judgment where people will be given an opportunity for salvation, and it is their first opportunity for salvation, as the Bible teaches and as I've been teaching, and hopefully you've been with us in past programs. Most people have simply been blinded. God has not taken the initiative to open up their minds and give them an opportunity to understand the gospel. So this will be their first time to understand the gospel. And this first time is after Christ's second coming and after Christ has been ruling and reigning on this earth for 1,000 years. Because that's when the rest of the dead will be resurrected, is after that 1,000 years is finished. And this resurrection occurs during this period of time that we've been covering, the seventh of God's seven annual holy days, the last great day, which is also called the Great White Throne period of time. So it's very clear that in verse 13, in verse 12, that books were opened and people are judged out of these books. I personally believe that these books are the Bible, the books of the Bible, and we're judged, and these people will be judged through that book also. But then another book is opened, which is the book of life. And people will have this opportunity to be written in the book of life. Now you might say, well, I still don't see that. Well, let's read verses 14 and 15, Revelation chapter 20. Now this is Revelation chapter 20, verses 14 and 15. Again, I don't know how much clearer this can be. Now it says, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire, which tells you something about the lake of fire, which is that the lake of fire can be literal and it can also be figurative. When it says that death and hell were cast into the lake of fire, it's figurative in the sense that the lake of fire, if in one sense, is a real fire, but it can't burn up hell because hell is hellfire itself. And also death can't be burned up. So when it talks about death and hell being cast into the lake of fire, this lake of fire is symbolic here of being a complete cessation of something. Everything is just completely consumed in this lake of fire. It burns up everything symbolically. It just consumes everything. It causes everything to end. There is no more existence of it. So what this is saying is that eventually there will come a time when there is no more death. There is no more hell. There is no more hellfire. There's no more people in the grave. All right? So that's what that's talking about. And it says this is the second death. When people are cast into the lake of fire, that's literal. People will be burned up and they will expire. They will be no more. They will be totally consumed. So that's the second death. And there is no resurrection from the second death. But the real point I want to focus on is verse 15. Please notice this. It says in verse 15, and if anyone, and these are speaking of the dead, the rest of the dead, and if any of these people who have been resurrected to physical, temporary life, if any one of them was not found written in the book of life, then that person was cast into the lake of fire. Notice that. If anyone was not found written in the book of life, then, and only then, were they to be cast into the lake of fire. This is telling us very clearly that they have a chance to be written in to the book of life. Now, in our next two programs, we're going to cover a little bit more about judgment, because I really just want you to know the truth of the Bible and to see that judgment does not necessarily mean that it's just like, all right, you've already lived, you died, now you're being resurrected, and I'm going to cast you into the lake of fire because the judgment has already happened and now I'm just condemning you to the lake of fire. Judgment and condemnation is not necessarily the same thing. And I want to show you from the scriptures that judgment can be a period of time when you're evaluating something. And then also in a future program, we're going to talk a little bit more about the book of life. Well, I thank you for joining me on this program. I hope you'll be back for the next program, and may God be in you.